This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mario Anglada, the CEO at Hoy Health, about the challenges faced by Hispanics and medically underserved populations. Mr. Anglada, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you for the time today.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters today, if you would, tell us about your background and why you started Hoy Health.
Sure. My background, I come from a traditional healthcare background. My career spanned over 23 years at different healthcare companies, pharmaceutical companies, medical devices, OTCs, and I've worked for Johnson & Johnson, Cardinal Health, Nestle Health Science, among others. And one of the things that I've seen constantly within that span of 23 years was that there was always an opportunity identified in many of these companies about targeting the Hispanic community. And every time that I would see that opportunity blossom up within these corporate environments, for some reason or another, the opportunity would be deprioritized. And that, and starting to engage more in my previous role to Hoy Health, where I was working with a large Hispanic media company focused on Hispanic solutions in healthcare, I started to see how these consumers, who represent 17% of the population in the U.S., are adequately receiving products and services in many categories, but healthcare is a big, big outlier. So looked at the opportunity from the perspective of these Fortune 50 companies, and then saw the opportunity firsthand in my role previous to Hoy Health, and that convinced me that this opportunity needed to be addressed. So I put in a team of very experienced marketers, operations folks together to come and solve the solution for Hispanic sales, and do it from a perspective that it not only works for the Hispanic community, which is our core immediate target, but it works for underserved medical communities as a whole.
And we certainly appreciate your being proactive in creating Hoy Health that certainly benefits the Hispanic community and underserved populations. Tell us and get into some of the details. What products do you offer there at Hoy Health?
So we have a suite of services that are interconnected. These products and services are focused in three main areas. Number one is access to medication. So we have two products there. One is a completely free discount medical card called Hoy Meds. You ask for our free card, you can use it at 62,000 pharmacies across the U.S. And all you have to do is present the card and get a discounted rate that could be up to 80%. So product number one is our Hoy Meds card. We also developed a prepaid medication system called HoyRx. HoyRx, what it does is it allows anybody to buy over 3,700 generics from our website or from partners who resell our products and services. These medications are purchased directly from us at standardized pricing. So anywhere between $10 and $40 in $5 increments gets access to 3,700 generics. And all you do is you pick them up with a valid voucher after you pay participating 62,000 pharmacies. So that product allows you to standardize pricing. And we also created the first system that allows anybody to buy medication for anybody else. So if you had a need and I knew what medications you were taking, I could, from my base in New Jersey, buy you your medication. And what you do is you receive our vouchers in an email once I've bought them for you, and you pick them up at any pharmacy of your choice within your geographic location. So we were able to create the first gifting product for medications across the U.S. And we said, if we can do it there, can we actually export it somewhere else? And we are already in Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. So if I wanted to buy my family medication in any of those countries, all consumers would have to do would be to go buy our vouchers, and we would, through a network of participating pharmacies in Central America, deliver anywhere there within 2 hours of a purchase in the U.S. at significant discounts for these consumers. So those are our two medication programs. In addition to that, we have chronic condition management support programs. And here we've developed a kit. Basically, think about 30-day supplies of everything that a diabetic would need available to them in a kit format. You call us directly. We will ship these kits to your house. And this kit includes 30 days of medications, 30 days of testing supplies, your peripherals, all included in a simple box delivered to home for about $100 every month. So the consumer can buy directly from us and we can deliver to their home, or they can go to our partners and pick up this kit at any of our partner locations. So that's the chronic condition management program. The third element that we have in our ecosystem is telemedicine, focused on board-certified bilingual healthcare professionals, and that is available to consumers directly through our OiDoc, D-O-C, platform, and it's a mobile app that gives access to healthcare providers and to patients to a fully compliant electronic medical record, and it gives them a patient portal and a physician portal so physicians can use our system to engage with their patients. Or if a patient has a need of having a board-certified bilingual physician, they can use our system, and they have a very low-cost telemedicine consult on that platform. So all these products live within the OI family of products. All are united by one thing. They're all cash pay, and all these products are made available to any consumer anywhere in the U.S. without the need for insurance. So if you have a credit card or a debit card, or if you pay cash at one of our partners, our ecosystem of products and services are available to anybody, either in English or in Spanish, anywhere in the U.S. today.
And certainly a phenomenal service that you are offering. Now, shifting a little bit in the conversation, what are the challenges for patients struggling with diabetes?
Well, think about the dynamics of the following scenario, right? So if I'm a diabetic, I go visit my primary health professional. I get a diagnosis. That diagnosis leads me either into a relationship with a diabetic educator, or if I don't have access to that, I get a prescription and a diagnosis, and I have to go manage my condition. So what we are doing at OI Health is we're helping these consumers overcome some of these challenges. One of them is cost. As many of your listeners know, the big issue today with a diabetes access program is that medications are really expensive. And this condition is a lifelong condition that this consumer needs to modify their behavior. They need to have access to medications. They need to have access to testing supplies. And to date, in our opinion, all these are offered to consumers adequately by third parties, but at very high cost. So our challenge was, could we create an ecosystem that supports these patients and gives them very low-cost solutions that provides access to everything that I talked about, medication access, support programs, as well as episodic engagement with a primary healthcare professional, and do it all in a way where, again, if you have insurance, there are systems and there are processes in place that are effective for consumers. If you don't have insurance, when you go and you buy a test strip, you have test strips, 50 count supplies that are about $120. That's on top of medication costs. That's on top of the devices. So when you boil it down to the needs of underserved or uninsured consumers, this particular condition is one of the most challenging. And that's why we started that as our focus area, to be able to prove to patients, to the medical community, that you can provide services that are high quality at accessible price points for consumers anywhere in the U.S. And like I said, we're already in the U.S. and in five other countries in Central America.
And you made some great points there today. We're joined by Mr. Mario Anglada, the CEO at Hoy Health, about the challenges faced by Hispanics and medically underserved populations here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mario, how do your services benefit Hispanic and medically underserved populations? Touch on some of those details.
So everything that we provide is provided with two elements. Number one, we first start off with creation of products and services, systems, education, and materials that are developed for third grade education or less. So as long as the consumer can read, they can engage with our products and services, and we guide them in a simple fashion through their journey. We do that in English and in Spanish, and that's critical because if you are part of the 65 million Hispanics in the U.S., when you look at the access points into healthcare, one of the big challenges is that less than 4% of medical professionals in the U.S. speak Spanish. So if I'm a monolingual Spanish speaker, I have really challenging pathways in order for me to be able to engage in culture and in language. So what we are doing is we're providing care either in English or in Spanish. So the choice of how to access our system and what language it is provided is the choice of the consumer. We do this with the understanding that we're going to not only engage with consumers, but we're also going to help incumbents. So we work with hospital systems, with clinics, with individual providers to make sure that our product offerings are available to their patient base in a very easy to understand bicultural, bilingual format from day one. And all the products and services that we offer to consumers are English and Spanish capable.
Also, Mr. Anglada, how do these programs help to improve access to care and lower cost?
Absolutely. From an access perspective, I think we talked a little bit about the challenges for Hispanics, right? So 65.7 million across the U.S. When you look at that population is growing. So it's projected to grow to about 30% of the U.S. population by year 2050. Sadly, the access for culturally relevant care is not falling into that same growth pattern because physicians, which are the primary caregivers in the U.S., less than 4% of them are Hispanic. And when you look at the language capabilities, even further eroded there. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to make sure that we had a network of support systems that worked in all the geographic states of the U.S., Puerto Rico, Central America, and Latin America, and provided these consumers with access to Spanish-speaking resources. And that's critical because when I'm a healthcare consumer and I am at a critical point in my treatment, I'm under stress, I'm under challenges that when I am addressed and when I am offered care that is culturally relevant in the language that I already like, that I already know, and then in many instances is my preferred language, it facilitates interaction between patient and healthcare provider. So from that perspective, providing Spanish language as a solution that is culturally tailored to their needs was one of the thoughts of increasing access to the particular consumer that we're talking about. The second element is cost. The U.S. system is really well geared towards those consumers that have health insurance. So if I have health insurance, I can go to any provider across the U.S. and I will provide quality care. One of the challenges is what happens when you're uninsured or underinsured. So think about the scenario where I go into, as my last resort, an emergency room for treatment. And now when I come out of the emergency room, I have a prescription or a couple of prescriptions in my hand. I just figured out that one of the reasons I went in is because I am a diabetic, but I don't have a regular physician. I don't have any type of mechanism that can help me lower my cost overall. And now I have three prescriptions for medication that could cost me $400, $500, $600. That challenge is one that very, very few low income, uninsured, or under medically served communities can solve on their own. So our big challenge internally as a team was to create an ecosystem where these consumers could actually buy products and services at very low price points. As an example, our generic program that I described, OIRX, it allows any consumer to engage with our system, buy prescriptions from our system, and the starting point is $10. The highest price point is $40. So within a range of between $10 and $40, these consumers have access to 3,700 medications, and they do it at any pharmacy that they choose. So providing low cost in the community support and language access programs, support programs, chronic condition management programs, we thought was the best way to be able to assist consumers in a very challenging healthcare journey if they don't have the means or don't have the access to what the traditional healthcare system looks like through insurance or other forms of discounts. So these products were all built with the understanding that these consumers are going to be able to access it and buy them from us at very low cost in a cash pay manner. So that's what we're doing to increase access from a perspective of provider engagement, but also from a cost containment perspective for consumers.
And of course, we certainly appreciate what you're doing through Hoy Health and for taking the time to join us on the program and to introduce the Hoy Health and its services to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details on Hoy Health online and be in contact accordingly?
Absolutely. Well, all the information related to Hoy Health is at our website, which is hoyhealth.com, hoyhealth.com, with an H starting the Oi. So that's the best place to find information. And in addition to that, you can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and we have as well discrete product websites like OIRX.com, our prepaid voucher system, OIMEDS.com, which is our discount card, and OILIFE.com, which is our chronic condition management kit programs.
Well, you certainly got the bases covered again. Mr. Anglada, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you and your audience, and we look forward to receiving their support through our innovative healthcare solutions for anybody across anywhere in the U.S. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Mario Anglada, the CEO at Hoy Health, a first-of-its-kind health tech platform that provides a comprehensive and integrated bilingual healthcare support ecosystem to medically underserved patients, offering solutions relative to medication access, medication adherence, telehealth, and chronic condition management programs. And for all the details, visit hoyhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.